Welcome everyone. Welcome to Timpanogos Hypnotherapy. This is your host, Jolie Simons. I'm a cognitive behavior therapist and a board certified clinical hypnotherapist. I'm here and this podcast made it for you. It's made for you and for a lot of the questions and the people make themselves about what hypnotherapy is and is that good for you and what is the situations that going on with hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy is resurrecting, yes. It's an amazing thing, it's resurrecting. People for a long time, more than 200 years ago, they were practicing, they've been practicing hypnosis in different situations, probably more than 200 years. And for different ways or opinions or whatever, people is having some misconceptions, but I think that right now, people really is understanding how hypnotherapy really is helping, especially in medical environment. A growing body of scientific research confirms that clinical hypnotherapy does in fact work. Medical and academic authorities at the top of U.S. research institutes say an increasing number of evidence-based findings underscore the effectiveness of clinical hypnotherapy. And so it's very interesting, you know. Hypnosis is the old Western form of psychotherapy, and according to the Stanford Medical School and the very famous Dr. David Siegel, he has made different studies and researches about this. In fact, he said it's a very powerful means of changing the way we use minds to control perceptions in our bodies. And so realistic it is. Hypnotherapy works by teaching how to relax deeply, let go of the critical self-talk of the conscious mind, and trust in your subconscious mind's abilities to replace all limited beliefs and habits with positive new beliefs and behaviors. So it is very important to understand this. When you come to my sessions of the sessions of the hypnotherapist with expectation to change, there is a goal you want to achieve, right? All of us, we want to achieve something. And normally when you decide to have hypnotherapy, it's because you make a decision. You make the decision to change something. And normally people reach for hypnotherapy almost at their last resource. And they'll do it for good reasons and not that good reasons. They always, you know, see hypnotherapy as something strange. When they come say, I'm ready to change these habits, but it still asks their question, is this strange? How I'm going to feel? Do I'm going to feel fear going into hypnotherapy? Do I'm going to lose something inside me? And do I have anything to fear having entered into hypnosis? What will happen if I'm hypnotized? What I'm expected to do? People always have fears. I guess it's in nature. It's our nature as a human beings to have fears, right? And once we go through that, we realize that it wasn't too bad. In hypnosis, we explore subconscious ideas and thinking patterns that might be holding us back. Together, we work to using therapeutic techniques and carefully target suggestions and images that resonate with our subconscious mind. So you move that worry, that fear, that resistance, that and trigger an emotional desire to act on the changes we want to make. Through repetition and practice, both in the session, new beliefs can take place in our subconscious mind, our inner mind, and we begin to see the results. So the growing confidence and expectation creates an energy and excitement that drives a virtuous behavioral feedback and internalize new beliefs, and those beliefs start changing the people for the new ones, for better ones, right? So yes, people need to enter into a trance state, but this trance state is pretty much it's just caused by suggestibility, relaxation, and a heightened imagination. It's no sleep, because many people think you fall asleep. No, you don't. You just heighten your imagination. And with the guidance of the hypnotherapist, gently, you can go through anything, because the subject or the person is alert the whole time. You know what's going on. You know what's happening. Some people say, well, I hear everything you say. Yes, of course, you need to. Because we need to be working together as a team. But it's like when you are reading a book and you are so immersed in the story of the book that you enter into this trance. When you're driving and out of the blue, you arrive to your destination and you wonder how that happened. You didn't crash, but you were not there completely. That is another thing. You heighten your imagination and spaced out, but your subconscious mind was there to help you and to be safe, to keep you safe. So your subconscious mind is the one who drives the party your whole life and protects you. It protects you so much that when you have false beliefs, and those false beliefs making you happy, it's not because they're good for you, they just make you happy. So your subconscious mind says to you, keep doing those, you know, no good behaviors, because that keeps you happy. But that doesn't mean this is the right thing to do. So during hypnotherapy, we teach the subconscious mind what is the correct way and say, no, this is no good for me. We need to change it. We need to modify it. And that is the way that we do that. Now, the conscious mind is there. It's only 10% of our mind. Subconscious mind is the 80%. The conscious mind is there to receive orders from the subconscious mind. And so you are what is in your subconscious mind, but the conscious mind is the one that appears in front of you. It's the one who's driving, it's the one who chooses the clothes that you're wearing, it's the one who knows where you live, it's the one that knows the name of your children or your boyfriend or your husband, whatever it is. But it's only 10%. Your conscious mind shows your personality, but because your subconscious mind is the one is driving the party the whole time. So you are fully conscious during hypnotherapy in some way, but you tune out most of the stimuli all around you. You focus intently on the subject at hand, to the near exclusion or any other thought. So that means you listening the hypnotherapist, their guidance, and if you find a hypnotherapist that is professional, that really know what he's doing, he can make wonders for you. So really, hypnosis is something that is resurrecting, and people realize that why they haven't used them for a long time. I have respect for a lot of other type of therapist, but hypnotherapy is really now a tool. It's a tool that is being used more and more. And once you understand this tool, you can do self-hypnosis yourself, because actually hypnosis is self-hypnosis. When you work with a hypnotherapist, it's pretty much you who's doing everything. The hypnotherapist is just guiding you. And it is an amazing thing. Now and more than ever, people really, really know to that it's important to reach in other ways to heal themselves, to help themselves, to emotionally, spiritually, physically, and it's inside us. So this podcast is created for you to find your own way in your own body, show you ways that let you know that a lot of things that you're going through can be healed by yourself. And if you cut your finger and start bleeding and you secure with a bandage or whatever it is, you know that your body is doing all the healing. Our bodies are natural, amazing creation to heal itself. The same with our emotions and our spirituality. All go together. We cannot separate one from another. Our body is made of flesh and bones, plus our that part that creates the emotions and the spiritual part is together. If you nurture more the physical body and you neglect the other two, you are going to notice that is an imbalance. So spirituality, emotional, the spirituality can feed your emotional body, and those two can help your physical body to be in tune. A lot of people come and said, you know, I don't feel aligned myself. Something is missing. And that is true. You need to align. You need to balance every part of your being. So in the following podcast, we are going to talk about this. So welcome, everyone. Lots of love and best wishes for everyone. Welcome. This is Timpanogos Hypnotherapy and your host, Jolly. Everybody has a great day and a happy one.